visible from the long leaves around their dwellings. Beyond was Brimstone Hill with its impregnable fortress, and on the left, far out of the sea, her purple heights and palm-fringed shores deepening the exquisite blue. Deepening the exquisite blue of the Caribbean by day, a white ever-charging spirit in the twilight, and no more verge of under the stars that she sunk when she came. Mary Fawcett never set foot on her again, but she learned to sit and study her with a whimsical affection which was one of the few liberties she allowed her imagination. But if the unhappiest years of her life had been spent there, so had her fairest. She had loved a brilliant husband in her youth, and all the